We're going to read from the Bible now, from John, chapter 16, starting at verse 5. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counsel will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me.
Please keep your Bibles open. Did you like that new song, This I Believe? I think it's great singing it out together, what it is that we believe, that we do believe. We believe in God, one God, three persons. And this morning we're particularly going to be thinking about the Holy Spirit. So let me ask you, what difference does the Holy Spirit make to your day-to-day life? As we've already seen, so we haven't been in the Apostles' Creed for 2 weeks, but 2 weeks prior to that, we've seen how good it is to be able to call God our Father. Right? He is the Creator, He is the Almighty One, yet He's adopted us into His family, and we get to call Him Father. He knows us. He cares for us. He provides for us. All these things are great for us to know, that whatever is going on for us, we have a heavenly Father who is so big, yet He knows us personally. That is amazing, and that is deeply practical for us, calling God our Father. As is knowing Jesus, the Father's Son, that He is God, but He is 100% human. And so He can identify with us. He can identify with you. Because He is just like one of us. But He is God. He is our Lord and Savior. So how good it is to know that. To know Jesus. And again, it is deeply practical for us day to day. Knowing Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. But what about the Holy Spirit? Are we even told anything about the Holy Spirit in the Creed? So we are for the Father. So if you look at the first part, not a whole lot, but there's a couple of lines there for the Father. For Jesus, we're told a whole lot more. But the Spirit, is it just a declaration that we make? We go on to the next line. We say, I believe in the Holy Spirit. But what is it that we believe? Is what follows, is that about the Holy Spirit? Or is that moving on to talk about other things that we believe? But if you do take it that those other things are about the Spirit, it's not about who He is. Like when we looked at the Father and the Son, it was about who they are and their identity and what they do. This seems a little bit different. So this morning, I want us really to look at the one line. I believe in the Holy Spirit. So just 6 words. And we're going to look at one passage, the one that Catherine read for us, John 16. And I want us to ask, what difference does the Holy Spirit make to your life? So first thing to say, the first difference He makes, we are not on our own. As you go to work tomorrow, as you take the kids to school, as you take part in playtime, Whatever it is, you are not alone if you are a Christian. The Holy Spirit is with you. Now, Jesus calls him the Counselor, or the Helper, if you're looking at an ESV. Jesus says, verse 7, he's speaking to his disciples, he says, "I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Now, the word for Counselor there is Paraclete. But what does that mean? It has a wide range of meaning. And maybe Jesus uses that word in talking about the Holy Spirit because the Spirit engages in a wide range of activities. He carries on Jesus' work, but in a way Jesus couldn't do. And Jesus could only be in one place at a time. But the Holy Spirit, he is at work in all the world, all the time. The Holy Spirit is with you as you head to work. He is with you as you take the kids to childcare or playtime. He is with every single one of us. He is with every single Christian, whether it be us, every Christian around the world, in Israel, in Iraq, in Iceland. The Holy Spirit goes with all of God's people. Jesus is personally present with you by his Spirit. Now, Jesus had already spoken to the disciples about this. John 16 isn't the first time. In John 14, in speaking of going away, he's already said, verse 16 of John 14, says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Paraclete, or Counselor, to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Now, I know this is true, but it's hard to comprehend, isn't it? Just thinking, what does that mean? How does that work, that the Holy Spirit dwells in you if you believe? But we can be comforted, we can be assured, this is true. We are not on our own. It means, as we live as his people, it's not all about us and us trying harder. Alright? Because we don't just go in our own strength and power. Now that can be hard for us because we want to do things ourselves. We don't want to rely on others. Now, we want to be self-reliant. But we have the Spirit. We have God with us. So as we go about life, we go not only in our own strength and power, but in his strength and power. He is at work in us. So may that make a difference to you tomorrow, knowing that you are not on your own. Wherever you're going, whatever it is you are doing, you're not just doing it in your own strength and power. The Holy Spirit, God, is with you. Now, secondly, by believing in the Holy Spirit, we are called to pray. We'll be driven to prayer, praying for the Spirit to do his work. Now, as you read these next few verses, it doesn't actually talk about prayer here. But if we understand these verses, then that's got to be the big implication, that we be people of prayer. See what his work is in verse 8. When he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. So, another way to put this, his work, or one of his works, is to enable people to believe. All right, we don't convert people. All right. Now, isn't that good to know? Doesn't that take a burden off us? We don't convert people. That's the role of the Spirit. Jesus sends the Spirit into the world to convict the world. So we should be praying that the Spirit would do that work. And we should be praying for this area, praying for people by name, that the Holy Spirit would do a work in their life. I look at this area. There are about, there's just over 40,000 people living within 2 kilometres of this room. Right? 40,000 people within 2 kilometres of this room. I wonder how many of those people are living without Christ, without the hope of Christ. How many do not know Him? How many do not understand the gospel? Who Jesus is and what He has done. We are little more than 100 people. That's pretty overwhelming in that we want to reach out to these people who we might say are lost, who need Jesus. It's so overwhelming, isn't it? We want them to come to faith. But how? How do we go about this? How do we bring the gospel to them? I think we've got to pray. Because it's not all up to us. The Spirit, He convicts the world. If we believe in the Holy Spirit, we will pray. We will be a church who prays. We will be people who pray. I have a look at verse 9. It goes on. So we have the three there, convict the world in regard to sin, righteousness and judgment. So when He comes, He'll convict the world on sin because men or people do not believe in Jesus. Yep. So the world doesn't believe in Jesus, in who He is, in why He has come. So the Spirit needs to change that. Now God might use us as we talk to a person, a neighbour or whoever it is, but for their heart to change, for their mind to be at work and changing, the Spirit is at work convicting. I remember the day that I was convicted of my sin. I've told you this before, but I'll tell you again. It was a Sunday afternoon. I was sitting at my church, St. Paul's, Carlingford. I was on the grass out the back. I think it was year 9, and I was with the other guys there. And I thought I was pretty good. When I compared myself to all the others sitting in that circle, I thought I was pretty good. I was an innocent boy. Right? And then we read Romans 3. And there I learnt what God thought of my sin. And I think for me, that was the day that I was convicted of my sin, that I understood not just how I compared to other people, but how I stood before God. Now, up to that point, I could say Jesus died for my sins, but I think it was then, that was a big moment for me, being able to understand my sin and what it meant for Jesus to die for my sin. Well, the next part of the verse, verse 10, He will convict the world of its righteousness. Or you might say its self-righteousness. Right? As Jesus showed that time after time in the Pharisees, showed their self-righteousness. But here Jesus is going away and He is going to send the Spirit to continue that work that He was already doing. It says in Titus 3, God saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy through the renewal by the Holy Spirit. And thirdly, looking at judgment, He will convict the world in regard to judgment. Again, I think this is like righteousness. This is a wrong judgment. Because their judgment of Jesus, they thought so they got it wrong. They thought at the cross, he's defeated. But no, as the verse here says, verse 11, it's the prince of this world who now stands condemned. Jesus is victorious. Jesus defeated death. Now we have come to see this, that Jesus has been raised to life again, that he's been exalted to the Father's side. We've come to see this, if you're believing, but only because of the work of the Spirit in you. So we must pray for the work of the Spirit to be doing this convicting work in the lives of other people. We can work out the best programs, the best strategies, but if we're not praying, if the Holy Spirit is not doing his work, then is it worth all the effort? We've got to be praying that the Spirit will change people. Let's pray now. Our Father, we want to thank you for the work of your Spirit in our life. Because without his work, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be believing in you. So we thank you for that. I pray for anyone here at the moment who is still not sure, who is still trying to make sense of who Jesus is, that you would make it clear to them. And we pray for the thousands and thousands of people that we live around and that we have contact with. We pray for your Spirit to do his convicting work in their lives. Pour out your love and your mercy upon people in this area. Show them Jesus, show them the truth of who he is, that many would come to faith and repentance and turn to you. Amen. Well, believing in the Holy Spirit means we're not on our own. We will pray. And thirdly, we can have confidence in the Word of God. Now, verses 12 to 15, here we see another work of the Spirit. And I'd say this work has been done. So Jesus promises to his disciples that the Spirit of truth will guide them in all truth. So he will make sense for them all that is about to happen. As Jesus goes to the cross and then rises again, the Spirit is going to make that clear to the disciples. So have a look from verse 12. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. So it says there the Spirit will guide them in all truth. Okay? He will guide them all in all truth. They then write that down. It's recorded, and that is our New Testament. Right? As we read the New Testament, we can have confidence that it is the Word of God, because it is not just the Word of man, it is the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is there with them, making it clear to them, making sense of it for them, and showing them what to write, revealing the truth to them. So these verses primarily are not about us, they're about the disciples and the work that the Spirit will do in their life, which he has done. And by it, it means God's word has been recorded for us. And you can have confidence because of the Holy Spirit. So tomorrow you read your Bible, yeah? And when you do that, you're reading the Word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit. Right? We mustn't just take that for granted. We're not just reading a book. We're not just reading words on a page. These are words from God, inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, when we read our Bibles, do so prayerfully. Pray that the Spirit would help us to understand what is written there. And read it expecting, wanting God to speak to you. Listen for God speaking to you as we read His Word. So what have we seen? Believing in the Holy Spirit does make a difference to your everyday life. So let me ask you, does it give you reassurance that you don't go on your own? As you go about each day, whatever it is you're doing, you don't do that on your own. Does it bring you to your knees, praying for the Spirit to do His work, convicting people? And does it fill you up with confidence in the Word of God? Believing in the Holy Spirit should do these things for you. For the Holy Spirit is with you. He is the one who brings about change in people. And He has led those who have written the New Testament for us. So we're going to sing again, that we believe. And tomorrow, as you go about your day, think about what difference does the Holy Spirit make to your life day by day.